May God forgive us.
The Bible used to rhyme before the change did. Ghosts could fuck each other, not animals or us. It's the way we've kept things civil for a while. The Bible used to rhyme before the change did. There were pictures, dreamless scriptures. There were puzzles you could solve. Oh, the Bible used to rhyme before they changed it. If the Bible can change, maybe we can too. It's time we showed some faith in one another. If the Bible can change, maybe we can too. It's time we showed some faith in one another. The Bible used to rhyme before they changed it. It started as a podcast, they trapped it in a book. It started as a podcast, they trapped it in a book. You know, reading used to be some fucking bullshit. The Bible used to rhyme before the change day. A backing track would have your back, a verse just for you. Oh, the Bible used to rhyme before they changed it. If the Bible can change, maybe we can. If the Bible can change, maybe we can too. If the Bible can change, maybe we can too. It's time we have some faith in one another. My brother, oh, the world can be a Hitler if you let it be. It's up to you now.
Wait.
It's up to you now. And Jesus, if the Bible can change, maybe we can. If the Bible can change, maybe we can. If the Bible can change, maybe we can too. If the Bible can change, maybe we can.
You're muted.
Am I?
I can't hear you clapping. I can hear you talk. It's weird. Now, your microphone will not pick you up clapping. That's fucking hysterical.
Bad. Does my microphone hate me?
It gets your first clap. You hear like clap, and then you just see your hands.
Well, you guys are listening to the podcast on Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm your host, Pat Hillsman. I'm an investigative journalist. If you have a problem with that, lick my fucking balls.
Listen, my name is Jad Ali Slame, and I'm co-host of the ApocalyCast, and I'm not against God. And if that bothers you, right, if that makes you think I'm wrong for not being against God, you know how all these white people are wearing t-shirts saying all God are bastards? I'm against it. I'm for God.
Yo, if you're for being against God so much, why don't you marry it, you fucking piece of shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Our special guest tonight, he's a notorious man.
He's bad.
He's bad, yeah. He's a bad man, but he's also a good man.
Yeah.
These are the rumors.
Yeah. We're like, I was making fun of him for being Polish earlier, and he was like, I'm actually mostly German. And I was like, you know what? We could use a big crowd here anyways.
Well, yeah. the thing is, our listeners complained. They said that on the ApocalyCast, too many people are good.
Yeah.
Well, listen, for like 3 years, Poland was Germany anyway in the 40s, so, you know.
Huh?
For like 3 years in the 40s, Poland was technically Germany anyway.
Yeah, whatever. You know, and like who is technically what? You know what I mean? Like... Technically, I'm Mila Kunis.
Yeah, because you were born Mila Kunis.
Mm-hmm.
See, but if you were Mila Kunis, I would actually lick your balls. But I've seen your balls. I don't want to lick them.
You keep insisting that you've seen my balls, and I don't. I dispute it. I usually don't go around showing people my balls.
No, I've seen them many times.
Can we take this to a court of law?
We can. It's just gonna be hearsay versus hearsay. You know.
What's your evidence that you've seen Pat's balls?
I mean, I don't know. I've known him for like 25 years, and we went streaking at the reservoir once.
Do you remember what time of night it was that you saw his balls?
It was during the day, actually. It was bright and sunny.
Okay, I see you're wearing glasses now. Were you wearing your glasses at the time that you saw his balls?
Yeah, if you like wearing glasses so much, why don't you marry it? That would be, you know, that's also a very good defense. That was the part in the O.J. Simpson trial that really got him off, is when Johnny Cochran went.
The part where they jacked him off?
No. That part was dramatic.
In public, yeah.
But when Johnny Cochran went up to the jury, and he was like, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, if you like convicting my client so much, why don't you fucking marry it, you pieces of shit? Right? Yeah. And there was like a gasp in like the courtroom. And they were like, Your Honor, we of the jury feel that we don't need to deliberate anymore. This man is innocent. This good man is innocent. Like, please let him go.
Guys, can we talk about something that's been bothering me? This movement.
Uh-huh.
In the world where they want to defang the police, they want to declaw the police.
Yeah, I'm like, the police are very important that they have their claws. That's why they become police, because they can defend themselves and fight crime with claws, Wolverine, you know.
What if they get out of the police station and they don't have their claws because we've declawed them?
Yeah, and I had a lawyer who was talking to me about like a specific clause that he felt would like work for us.
Oh, the claws.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he was like, you've got to sharpen them and you got to know how to fucking make those things plunge into flesh when it's necessary. Because they're very pointy, but they aren't sharp on the edge. So once that claw is in, it's in. He was a good lawyer.
There's so many people who are like these police and their claws. Like, what gave them a monopoly over scratching? Like, the police can scratch anyone. Yeah. The police can go up and scratch you.
All right, but what if instead of declawing the police, we allow them to use their claws, but we give them really comical claws? Like, okay, if a cop really wants to claw the shit out of me, he can do it, but he's got to use a nine inch long black dildo
to claw
like,
you.
Like, you know, and that's gonna be on film.
The thing is, you can't claw anyone without someone taking a picture anymore. It's not just the police.
I have an idea.
I can't claw anyone.
I mean, police are recording at all times until they start clawing. Then they magically stop.
I think we should fire one quarter of police, right? The, like, lower quarter,
yeah.
Right? To send a message to the rest to clean up, right? But then, so there's the top 50% that are the good ones that we keep, right? And then there's like the bottom 50%, but of the 50% that's at the bottom, you determine it by combat.
Yeah. You're so like, you want
to all the underlings of the NYPD would have to fight, like all the people with bad records at the NYPD would have to fight in like a battle royale. And it would be if you love being a cop so much, why don't you marry having a battle royale to the death over being a cop?
Like on a scale of you're saying a battle to the death.
Yeah, yeah.
Or not like helmets, gloves, and foam weapons.
No, because listen, if you want your claws, you have to prove it.
Yeah.
If you want to keep your claws, if
you haven't even proved your claws yet, rookie.
Yeah. You know how like when you're a rook and they're always clipping your claws is like a joke? It's the same idea.
Guys, it's true though. We have to have some sympathy for the police here. You know what happened in Portland?
What did they do?
They threw a fucking white claw at the police.
Yeah, no, I saw
they
that.
They were like, and they said, here's your claw, cop.
Yes.
Instead of declawing the police, they reclawed them.
Yeah. They were just like, let's belt these fucks with some claw.
Yeah, White Claw has been horrible. People are like, Black Lives Matter. And then White Claw comes out like, but have you thought of the claws? Like, have you thought of the white claws? You know?
Interesting, yeah. But
you know, it's actually interesting. You know, what the biggest city in the country that actually did defund its police, like 8-9 years ago.
Uh huh.
Yeah, it was called New Jersey.
It was fucking Camden, New Jersey.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. No joke.
Yeah, well, they actually went broke, so that's why they did that. But they also ran out of claws.
They went broke, but it was also, you know, rampant, like, dirty coppedness. They only hired back, like, 100 of the original police force, and now crime is down 50%.
If you went to Clawdon, New Jersey back then, you would just see scratching posts everywhere.
No joke, Jersey has some fucking low-down, greasy-ass, like, goonish cops. Like, Jersey is a bad place for, like rational people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I suppose everywhere is, you know?
Well, what do you have to do to be a cop in New Jersey?
You have to be able to, like, literally, I actually looked into it. It's you know, you take the civil service exam, which everybody takes, but whatever. You have to be able to, like, jump over 3 obstacles, barely the height of, like, a fucking parking, like, a curb. Like, you have to jump over 3 of those in succession. You have to be able to run, like, 1 mile in, like, 12 minutes, which you can walk one in, like, 14. And I guess you have to be able to eat enough donuts to get fat by age 25. Like, you know, the requirements are really, really minimal. And a lot of people I know still can't pass them, which blows my fucking mind.
Yeah, they're like, I'm going to earn my claws. But then they fail the police.
It's just, when you look at, like, the PT part of it, like, you must leap over 3 obstacles 24 inches in height. I'm like, what?
And then he left.
What's the difference between a jump and a leap? That's more of, like, a thing of how exuberant you are.
Well, I'm sure the official language is more, like, clear. I'm just imagining these cops leaping over these, like, miniature Lego-sized obstacles.
They're like, listen, rookie, you're doing real good, but it would definitely help if you were like, as you jumped over the object. So
yeah, no, you gotta look like an Olympic hurdler instead of just stepping over it casually.
Well, did you guys hear about that cop talking about he lost his partner because he didn't look before he leapt? Right? He was so used to leaping from the police academy from the test that he just leapt. He didn't look.
Well, he just went for it.
Yeah.
What was on the other side of that short curb?
He leapt right over it.
But what was on the other side?
Oh, I don't know. He ran into like a – he leapt and he didn't look. And he leapt right into like an array of swords. And if he would have looked, he would have seen it.
Just casually sitting there.
His body camera was on.
You know,
people don't know this about body cameras. Cops can't see without them. They're blind.
Their eyes.
No, you know what's cameras are for us.
Hold on,
they're legally blind. You notice cops running into shit all the time.
Here's another fucking truth about police. You know, the body cams, if they're constantly running, unless you tap it to remain on, they refresh every 30 seconds because they have such little memory. But it made me think about, like, before Bloomberg dropped out of the presidential race. You remember, like, every single YouTube ad for about 6 months was Bloomberg for president. I'm almost feeling like he probably piped those in through the police body cams. Like, every 30 seconds, the police had to, like, listen to a Bloomberg for president ad.
Dude, every 30 seconds, they had to look at a picture of Bloomberg's cock.
it was pixelated, but it was there.
You guys know the other thing about body cams that no one tells you is there's the body cam that faces outwards that sees the world, but then there's another body cam that's pointed at the body, the inside.
Yeah.
So every police officer has another camera that we don't see that's pointed at his dick to make sure it's okay.
I was talking about the one that shines all the light that's pointed inside the lungs so they don't get coronavirus.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's why they always – you can always –
there's that one too, you know?
The shape of their rib cage just glowing out of red.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very heroic.
Yeah, that's why cops – if you see a cop at night, they look like a skeleton because you just see
– they know the secret that, you know – because the trick to corona is not – this is why the people doing the vaccine have it wrong, right? Because the actual cure for corona is not like – it's not like a vaccine that, like, you're going
to – Of course not. Body,
right? No. The cure for corona is not just the tiny little amount of corona like you have in a vaccine, right?
Yeah.
No. It's a whole fuck ton of corona. It's like you have to literally just inundate yourself with fucking corona. And that's why the elite are fine. Because every single time that you're not looking, the elite are in that subway platform going, just licking everything and just making sure that they maximize their exposure.
Tell me why the 1% has 90% of the virus and the rest of us have to scrounge for virus.
But wait, you're saying that bitch that licked the Turkey Hill ice cream like before this all came out, she was really a hero. She was trying to save society.
Much in that same way.
Now I feel bad. Now I feel bad.
You know what's interesting is that they arrested this guy for child molesting, right?
If you say it quick, it's still child molestation.
He told this story. No, it's not funny. He told this story that apparently the guy that was like caught like molesting children or trying to molest children, I apologize. The guy that was caught trying to molest children. Okay? That way it can be funny. The guy that was caught trying to molest children, when the police pulled him over, he was like, oh, thank God that you've come. He was like, oh, thank God that you've come. He was like, listen. And they're like, hey, it seems like you're transporting children to molest them, right? And he was like, no. He's like, I'm a time traveler. Coming from the year 2200. And he's like, these two children are both the next Adolf Hitler. It's like, I've come back in time to do away with them. And the cop is like, Jesus Christ. And this was the first day, this was the last day before retirement. And I have to deal with fucking time travel. And he's like, do you swear that these kids are actually the next Adolf Hitler, each of them, both of them? He's like, yes, absolutely. They're both the next Hitler. Quickly, help me get them to Canada. Right?
But what if he was right?
What?
What if he was right?
What if he was right? You know, that's...
We don't know.
Both sides of that discussion need equal time. Right?
And yeah.
Give equal consideration. Like, yeah, maybe he's lying.
There's a chance. There's a good chance he's lying. There's a good chance he's lying. There's
a chance that I'm the reincarnation of, you know, whoever. Joseph
There's probably a better chance of you being a reincarnation of somebody you haven't even named than that being true, but...
I think I'm the reincarnation of a weasel.
Yeah, because you can tell from your rod in that it takes... Your penis takes the shape of whatever animal you were supposed to be born as.
Right. Anyways.
We have to talk about
what kind of reasonable doubt that guy was going to get off on.
Oh, yeah, reasonable doubt. Oh, that's right. So, yeah, and that's the thing is, you know, dude, maybe 5G is doing coronavirus, right? Like, maybe the guy is time traveling to, like, kidnap baby Hitler and he's not actually, like, a pedophile that's trying to steal children. You know? How do you know? How do I know?
You never know who's trying to steal a kid. And you also never know, like, which hole the virus is going to come into you from.
Okay.
I do, but
which hole?
Oh, it's going straight up my ass, but
yeah,
that's just me. It could be different for all of you.
Guys, do you think Melinda is upset that everyone has the virus?
Maybe. I was just thinking about Melinda. You know, I've written a short story that I think you guys should hear.
About Melinda and the virus?
Well, yeah. His balls ached. Linda's birthday.
End scene.
No.
Act two. I mean, it can't get any better. I think you should just end the play right there.
It's
fine. We're good. A standing applause. I need an encore. Just do the exact same scene again.
His balls ached as he thought about the pussy gush that this year's present would give away. The
Okay.
Wait, start over. Just hear something special that shows her how much I love her.
Start over. read it. Also, by the way, read it as if you're there, dude. Like, actually make a scene of it.
His balls ache as he thinks of the pussy gut that would come from this year's birthday gift from Melinda.
I don't know if the acting believability is there, but you know.
This year, hang on. His balls ache as he thought of the pussy gush. His balls ached as he thought of the pussy gush that would come from this year's present from Melinda. This year, it's something that she really likes, he said. It's something special that shows her how much I love her. Shopping has never been easy. It's hard to impress her the way you would normal people. But times have changed. It would take more than some ordinary technical wonder to tell her how much he truly loved her. Oh, he'd always dreamed of traveling with her and spanking her roughly in Paris or London or Berlin. But she'd always think back to childhood. Times of being confined with too many people and the talking and the crowds and the breath of 1,000 strangers. I wish I could take her to Paris and New York without all those ordinary fucking swine on the streets. And I'm Bill Gates, and tonight I'm gonna fuck.
What a man.
Yeah. Pretty good story, right?
We have to also talk about Bill Gates brings up something that a lot of guys are afraid to talk about. Ball ache. Oh. I've dealt with ball ache. I'm an American.
Do you know the joke?
What?
I'll call you back. All right, because we're running out of time for this one. But the sketch that we're going to do next is great. All right.
Where are you going?
We're doing the vertigo ball sketch. It's genius. All right. I'll be right back. I'm resending the link. Okay.
Why you might? Oh, because you're the host. You can't just transfer the hostness to one of us.
No, it doesn't work like that.
No, I know that. I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying in general, it's ridiculous.
Are you me?
Huh?
No.
You shut your mouth, Adam.
Right? Okay, well, but I'm just saying I can't. Then you can't be host, right? I'm the host.
Matter of fact, Graham, we didn't want to bring this up. But racially speaking, you can never be host.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm aware.
There's rules in the country. You can't be a host. I'm bad. You're bad. And it's because of the way you were born. It's because of where your parents are from.
I am really looking forward to talking about this.
And look, you can't be the host. Because if we have rules.
No, I understand there needs to be a social order to things. One to ten, A to Z. I get it.
There's only certain people who can host, who are wide enough to host, who can handle.
To be fair, I don't think anybody actually hosts this show. I think it's just managed.
The thing is, were you to host, Graham, it would be dangerous for you. It's not even for our safety.
I don't want to host. That's a responsibility my shoulders cannot bear.
I appreciate that you say that. You know, because there's a lot of other stuff I can count on you for. But it's like, it's like Captain Kirk is not really good at a lot of shit, but he's great at being the captain of the Enterprise.
Captain Kirk is basically really good at getting his whole fucking crew into a bunch of trouble that his crew has to specialize themselves out.
Do you guys remember that episode of Star Trek where Data wanted to host and he hosted?
Yeah, I do it.
And then they had to tear him apart because he hosted when he wasn't supposed to. And the lesson of that episode of Star Trek was if you're not a host, it's not allowed. And it ended with Kirk tearing him apart. And he was like, he tried to host.
You know, what I like about Kirk was that his superpower was that he was a true friend. You know?
I think a super part was the way that he spoke. It was just, you didn't really know what to do, so you just agreed with him.
Yeah, no,
I think if somebody ever had, like, actually spoke to me in real life the way Captain Kirk talked, I'd just be like, sure, bro. Like, I just stop talking to me. Yes, you're right. Let's do it your way. Yeah, I don't.
You're right. Because he's a good people person. He's a good manager, and that's a real skill. And that's, like, what being the host of the podcast is.
So are you saying that he was the Michael Scott of the Enterprise?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, that works. I don't like references to that show, though. So that's the only one that you're allowed to do, or else you're banned.
Why? What's wrong?
It's of the past.
There was a lot.
So was Star Trek. Star Trek
was... What the heck?
Oh, Jad's lagging.
Jad?
We're just looking at him scratching his head and.
Okay, I think it's off. I'll resend it.
That's his connection. Yeah, no, he'll be back.
Okay, I'll resend it anyways. All right, cheers.
It's me, Professor Cuomo, here in the lab. It's me, Professor Cuomo. Listen.
Mute yourself.
Guys, all right. Thanks for having me on the Apocalypse. It's me, Professor Cuomo. One of my brothers is a cuck, and the other one is the governor of New York. But me, I decided that I didn't want to devote my life to cuckoldry or governing, and I wanted to study the stars.
Oh.
And this is my colleague, Professor Claw.
Hey, I am Professor Claw. How you doing, Jad?
Professor Claw is my colleague. We study space together.
Yeah, not Jad. What's your name? What's your first name, Goon?
Professor Cuomo.
What Cuomo?
I'm Professor Luigi Cuomo.
Okay.
I'm a doctor of Italian arts. It's me.
It's me.
Professor Luigi Cuomo.
Oh,
and listen, I want to study these stars, but can I confide in you, Professor Claw?
Yes, of course.
Sometimes when I look at the stars, my balls ache. Sometimes when I look at too many, I can look at 10 or 15 stars, but then after a while, my balls start aching and I can't look at the stars anymore. Does that ever happen to you, Professor Claw?
Yes, you are having what we refer to as the vertigo balls.
Vertigo balls.
And vertigo balls. Sometimes when you look out into the universe and you contemplate the vast emptiness of it all, or sometimes when you're standing on a bridge, don't you look down from the bridge? Don't you just feel that height in your balls?
Yeah, sometimes it's like I feel like how far away the universe is in my balls. I think about how far away a star is and how heavy it is, and my balls ache, and I have to cup them. I have to cup them, and sometimes my balls ache so much that I have to cup them with both hands, and I can't do science.
Listen, Professor Luigi Cuomo, this is a good moment in your scientific career. This is when you are realizing the ball aches that will come with further knowledge.
I guess I learned too much too quick, and now my balls hurt.
No, don't worry. We here, we scientists in Scientist University, use the body system. While you contemplate the vast emptiness of the universe, another scientist will hold your balls tightly so as to control it cannot completely stop the vertical balls that comes with knowledge, that comes with thinking about space. Think about it for 1 second. Look up at the sky. Look up at the moon. Look up at the clouds. Look at the planes flying beneath them. The universe is billions of times larger than that. Don't you think about that? And you look up at the sky and you think that if it wasn't for gravity, you would just be cast out into the infinite. Doesn't it just make your balls ache?
It does, Jesus. But the thing is, Professor Claw, We've been colleagues for a long time, but they don't call you Professor Claw for nothing. I don't know if I can trust you to clutch my balls and keep them safe while I look at stars and think about them.
Listen, son, I'm not going to lie to you. Luigi, this is going to hurt a lot. Okay? So how comfortable you are will depend on whether or not you still have testicles at the end of this.
Okay, you have to be honest with me. If I ask you to cup my balls and protect them while I look at the stars, are you going to crush them? Are you going to claw at them?
No, I will apply pressure to your sack evenly around it. You know as well as I that that will prevent crushing.
Okay, but Professor Claw, you have to promise me that while I'm looking at the stars, you're not going to puncture my balls with your claws. Can you swear to God that you won't puncture my balls?
I swear to God.
I see you're trying to cheat and not say the real God, but the German God.
Oh, you've got me there. Listen, I'll do the best I can, all right? Do you want to contemplate the universe or not?
I think we should call Professor Mittens into here, because I think Professor Mittens is better suited to cut my balls than Professor Claw.
Professor Mittens?
Really, Professor Mittens?
No. Professor Mittens, I think that if anyone's going to cup my balls and not puncture them and tear them off me and rip them into little pieces, if I had to choose between Professor Claw and Professor Mittens, I would choose you, but I don't know if that's my white privilege and my prejudice speaking.
Listen.
Well, I am funded specifically by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So you should trust in the authenticity and, you know, scientific accuracy of my methodology. It's a very simple equation, and it's T equals 2B plus AWP, which is T for your testicular torsion.
Oh, geez.
Equal to 2B, which is 2 times your balls. A, the scientific atmosphere in which you are in, mm-hmm. over which... Basically, the height in the claws and how far they claw in, and I don't know. I just get money for no reason, and I'm very uncomfortable in this conversation.
The thing is, I don't trust Professor Claws. I think as soon as he gets his claws on my balls, he's gonna puncture them and twist them off, and he's gonna have one ball on each finger, and he's gonna eat them like cocktail olives.
Professor Luigi Cuomo, do you want to learn the mysteries of the universe or not?
Yeah, I do. I want to learn if stars ever feel heartbreak. I want to know if the moon is ever sad.
Oh, Jesus.
Speaking of the moon,
I want to know if the black hole ever gets nervous.
There's been a lot going on.
They only get nervous around police.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. There's a lot going on in America, and I confronted the person that I think is our real enemy.
Who?
This is the moon, aka hashtag fake sun. I see you, Moon, trying to pretend like you're the sun. But we won't be fooled by your lies or the mainstream media that tells them.
Is this really a video you took of the moon yelling at it?
Yeah, it's a video I took.
I'm not sure what's worse. You yelling at the moon or you constantly calling the, you know, the fucking Verizon guy that's now for Sprint a traitor?
Don't. We can't even get into this conversation.
I just started
the whole Moonish story behind that.
Traitor!
Here's the thing about the mainstream media and the moon. The mainstream media loves the moon.
Yeah.
They can't get enough at. They're like, oh.
Dude, hold on. When we were kids, there was just a full moon, a new moon, or like something in between. Now it's a blood moon. It's a wolf moon. It's a red moon. It's a red half red moon. It's a death blood moon. It's a fucking Easter Bunny pink moon. I'm tired of that shit.
You know, I'm lucky that I was raised by parents that were woke as fuck. Because they would take me out to the backyard and they'd like, be like, you see that? Well, you see that fucking light in the sky? I'm like, oh, what is it? Does the Earth have two suns? My dad, the Earth has only one sun. All right? And it gives us light. And he was like, that fucking thing up in the sky, that's a lie.
Yeah, it steals light. It steals light. The moon light that is.
I guess technically it does absorb. Yeah, you might be right. Sorry.
The moon doesn't give a shit.
It's sending light to take our jobs.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's sending light to take jobs away from American lights.
Well, listen, just give the moon the COVID bonus and it'll stop stealing the light.
The moon is so full of shit. I've had enough. And it always tries to act like that it's the victim.
Yeah.
Well, that's because the man on the moon looks very sad, always.
He's like, ooh.
He's very pouty. So I was like, oh, my life sucks.
But he's taking a dump.
It does suck. I mean, it's really cold and lonely up there. I mean, you know.
And it's also very hot. But that's like the theory that, you know, there's a theory that a certain professor was made fun of back in the day. For having that the Earth and the moon are just God's balls and sometimes God has to scratch them.
The only thing that makes me uncomfortable about this is that means that we are God's semen.
Not at all. We're
navigating God's balls until it's our turn to be ejected into the cosmos.
No, you're wrong. We're God's scrotum. We're the scrotum of God.
Oh, no, the planet is the scrotum. We are the semen inside it.
But the semen don't walk around the edge of the balls, you know?
Listen, it's been a long time since I've had health class. I mean, do we want to talk about the vas deferens? Would that be the ring of fire, the volcanoes in the Pacific? Vas deferens.
When I was a kid, sperm wasn't proven yet by science. We didn't know for sure.
Yeah, you didn't know about.
It was still the stork theory.
Yeah, when I was a kid, we didn't know about sperm.
You remember when they found out where babies come from back in the 80s?
Yeah, it was this.
Like Reagan was like, Reagan went on TV, right? He was like, my fellow Americans, right?
He was like, hey, guys.
And he was like, hi, I'm Ronald Reagan. And today I'm excited to announce a new discovery in science. He's like, we finally found out where babies come from. And then he was like, check this shit out. And then he was like, and then he took his finger and then his other finger and he made it into a little loop. And then he put the other forefinger into it like it was a penis having sex with a hole, right? Yeah. In front of the camera. And then everyone was like, the entire nation was like, like it was aghast.
They were like, you're wrong. And this is actually why they crucified Ronald Reagan. No one believed them.
No. Well, they killed him for it.
Yeah. They blew him in half because they were like, what are you talking about? Sperm.
That's why he was shot. That's why Reagan got shot by Hinckley.
They're like, sperm is like this big and it's slimy. My baby is bigger, you liar.
Hinckley found out that he was from some guy's dick. And he's like, I refuse.
I remember Luigi Cuomo was a grad student at the time. He wasn't a professor yet. And he was like,
Professor
what?
Pipes.
Oh, yeah. Professor Pipes was just a PhD student candidate at the time. And he was like, you're telling me that I came out of some pipe in some guy's dick? And fuck that.
He's like, yes. He's like, yes, I'm very sorry. You did. He's like, you did come out of something. Listen, I got to say, there's a lot of gooning going on lately.
I'm glad you brought it up.
Thank you. Thank you, Dad. Yeah.
There's so many goons.
Yeah. Listen, kids. The word of the day is goon.
I'm not going to lie. Like, there's no viewers at home because we're obviously doing a Zoom transmission. But, Jad, can you back me up here? It's a little uncomfortable that Pat's got the whole Jesus circle behind his head going on, right?
Well, that is cool. I like that a lot.
You've been doing this for a minute, and I'm not sure I'm comfortable with this anymore.
Pat's trying to intimidate us. Tell us that God's on his side.
I'm trying to intimidate with you through my holy Instagram. Can you take a photo of that? Because it's fucking hilarious.
Hold on.
There's but one moon and one sun. Yes, I can
though. What happens?
So there's a lot going on my side of this situation. God damn it, motherfucker.
Listen.
When I was a boy, you guys remember when we were young and there was only one moon and one sun? And now it's like anybody can be the moon and the sun?
Before sex was discovered.
Pat, you're gonna have to sit back. There it is.
Yeah. So the word of the day. Really?
No, it didn't work because I'm trying to do this. God damn it.
Chad, what's the word of the day?
Goon.
Grant,
I got it.
Word of the day.
Grant. Goon.
It's goon. I know who is the biggest goon of all goons who's ever gooned. Chad.
It's gotta be
Bill.
Jessica de Blasio. Bill Jessica de Blasio ran on a platform that catered to goons.
No.
He said, goons, I know what you want.
He was like, thuggishness and goonery for all.
He was like, my platform has two planks. One of them is thuggery, and the other is goon.
A chicken in every pot, and goons knocking down everything.
I sent you the photo.
Thank you, bro.
After much debauchery and problems.
Hey, how much have we recorded? I got to go to sleep.
Just give it another 15 minutes. We're good.
Yeah. The goon.
Yeah, the word of the night is goon. Yeah.
I remember when the goons came to my house when I was a boy.
Yeah.
And they came inside and they said, you called us goons, but now we have the mandate of Bill, Jessica, de Blasio. And so we can come into your house and take any one thing we choose. Did that happen to you guys where the goons came to your house?
Oh, no, they came. But I've got to ask, what was the one thing they took from you?
It's very sad what they took from me.
They took your penis.
that's dark.
They were like, my mom was like, do you want the TV? And the goon said, no.
We want
the TV. And then my mom was like, do you want the fridge? And the goons were uninterested. And then my dad told her to take a seat. He was like, listen, I know what they want. They want the boys. Is that what you want?
Goons.
And then the goons took my dick.
It's a very sad story.
And they left me a receipt.
Graham.
Dick.
Wait, they left you a receipt. I mean, it was the receipt for a catheter? Like, you know, like.
No, just so if de Blasio came to my house to say, what did you give to the goons? I could say, don't send them back. They already took my dick.
You know what? That's fair. It's a fair transaction.
That story. So they just basically came in, kicked the door down, and they were like, take this boy's dick.
No, they made my mom remove it. It was the cruelest part.
No.
Did they give her a sharp tool or was it like a butter knife?
No, they were like, you're an American woman. You should always have a way to take your boy's dick off in case the country goes to war.
Yeah.
Fetch your cheese.
Well, it's like 2 weeks ago.
It's the Lorena Bobbitt, you know, memorandum. It is what it is.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, Johnny B-roll was, we were on the Apocalypse submarine, on the submarine that we record the Apocalypse on, you know, and we got attacked by squid, which is never going to happen again, for sure. and the submarine was going down.
They all died from coronavirus.
No, they don't get the coronavirus. But then, so Johnny B-Roll was on the ship, and he went to go fight the squid, sacrifice himself to save the rest of us, and he seriously fucked up because the squid, like, its beak, like, just gutted him, and as the squid was, like, pulling him apart, we yelled at him, we were like, quickly, we were like, Johnny B-Roll, rip off your balls and throw them at us so that we can make you a song. So that the Apollo got to be safe. And he was like, "Argh!" It was good. It was a good ending.
It's the worst part about how Johnny B-Roll died is the squid made contact with him with their beaks before. The kind way for a squid to kill you is with their tentacles. But Johnny B-Roll got a beak.
He got the beak. They sure did give that boy the beak.
It's like back in the Navy, if you were in the Navy a long time ago and you were bad, they would beak you.
They would beak you.
Yeah.
No, it's I taught Pat that there is no God. But think about, like, a squid. It makes me think there might be a god, because, like, if I was a god, I'd have a sense of humor about it.
No, I'd have a sense.
How do you create a creature that can be 40 feet long, and exactly 2 inches of it are harder than steel? That's fucking funny.
That's cool.
That's fucking funny.
That's awesome. That's useful. All you need is 2 inches. That's my.
Like, the fact that an octopus can literally, like, suck itself down a tube and pop back out to the side. That's crazy.
That's the other thing they're trying to do to police, which is outrageous, is they want to de-beak them.
Yeah.
They want to leave them without claws and without beaks.
Well, listen, as long as they got, like, their suckers and pincers, they're good. Yeah.
They're leaving them their suckers. They can only suck at you.
Of things that suck. I really like. Why don't we, like, have millions of dollars for the podcast? Like, doesn't make any sense. It's much better than other shows. It's much more informative, you know.
You get all your facts right here. You can use that as a promo, you know, for your Facebook advertising. Get all your facts right here.
It's all word of mouth, man.
Guys, I have a proposal. You know how people say, like, if we declaw and de-beak the police, like, what's going to happen? Who's going to take care of us?
Yeah, who will?
I think priests.
God. I sure could use a good priest, you know.
Because cops hate God.
It's true.
Right?
Priests also, they're very adept at handling balls. So if those balls are getting vertigo, like, you know, we're really just working this into the problem here.
Well, I mean, there's so many things where they call the cops, where you should have called a priest.
You know, that's how Nick.
Yeah, but the cops are called on priests touching balls. I mean, you know, this seems like a loop that we can close.
Mm. You know, that's why Nikola Tesla died, right?
Because a priest touched a child's balls?
No, he just got so fucking woke. Like, all at once, right? His balls just couldn't fucking handle it. And he never had a buddy, you know? Thomas Edison was a fucking sack of shit. So whenever Thomas Edison had to think about stuff that was groundbreaking, he'd have an entire team there, like, weighing his balls and, like, preparing them for, like, you know, the vertigo balls that comes with, like, contemplating science, right? And, like, you know, he could safely engage in scientific thought with his balls, with, like, a team of people goons, really, that he'd hired to make sure that the knowledge didn't destroy his scrotum, right? But Nikola Tesla was, like, you know, he was, like, the rock star of, like, scientists to, like, the goonish, like, Thomas Edison. So Tesla just had his own fucking hand to hold his balls in place. And every time he had to contemplate the universe and, like, electricity, can you imagine thinking about electricity back then? Like, what that would make your balls feel like? And, like, all that uncertainty in your balls.
Yeah, it's terrible. He had to do science with one hand.
Yeah.
Because of his balls.
Yeah. That's right.
And when Tesla died, his scrotum was inside out.
Whereas Edison could just like do his finances while people like held his balls, you know, and like as he thought, like he had his hands free the whole time. Whereas Tesla was just like clawing his way around the laboratory, if you will.
Tesla had like a sling over his balls near the end of his life.
He had the good old ball sling. Yeah. Tesla ball sling.
When Tesla was desperate, when he was near death and his scrotum was nearly completely blown off by stuff he was thinking about, he sought out the grandson of Professor Claw to hold his balls. He said, "You there, PhD candidate Claw. My balls are too raw. I need you to hold them."
And he was like, "I don't know you, sir." Your buddy.
You were about whether he knew him. I'm just like, does he have a handful of aloe vera? Like, it's got to be gentle.
No.
Gentle in this circumstance.
The elder Claw didn't know how to be gentle. He just knew the claw. He couldn't pick anything up without crushing it.
Yeah. True that. Listen, let's read some children's books.
Oh, I can't. I have to go to sleep. The claw!
No, come on.
Oh, shit. The fucking claw. It's...
Or the piglet?
The piglet. Oh, Jesus.
There was that story about Pooh and Piglet crossing the river. Ready?
Okay.
Hang on.
Which piglet?
It's from Pooh, you know, Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, no, I was gonna know Winnie the Pooh.
Right, I'll be Pooh, you be Piglet.
Are you sure you can do?
Yeah.
And he's Christopher Robin, so you're the straight man, all right?
Wait, what? Who am I?
Winnie the Pooh. You're Christopher Robin, the little boy.
I don't want to know. I'm not Christopher Robin.
You are, because Graham, I mean, because Dad has to do the Pooh voice.
No, that's fine. Can I just be Eeyore?
I'm Piglet, okay?
You're a terrible Piglet. I can already tell.
Graham, you have to make the case for taking the piglet across the river.
Yeah, you're like,
what? All right,
You're just out on a plane.
Listen, I want to make this happen properly. Let's get on the same page.
Coronavirus, fairy tales and children's stories.
Okay, so we're basically recreating the famous but ridiculous picture of Washington standing on a boat crossing the Delaware River. But we're doing it with Winnie the Pooh characters.
Yeah. So now, Pat, you're the piglet.
It's edgy for like the new Corona era. Okay.
All right, Pat, be the piglet and make an admission.
Who am I?
You're Eeyore.
No.
And you want the piglet to come across the river.
No, Christopher Robin, you're fucking Eeyore.
I can do Eeyore. Eeyore, I'm comfortable with.
You're Pooh, right? I'm definitely Piglet. You're Eeyore. Very good.
All right, let's go.
Don't forget, and this is actually a fact, Eeyore never speaks unless he's spoken to.
All right. So make your confession, Piglet.
Hey! Pooh, Eeyore! I think that we're really fucked crossing this river.
Yes, Piglet.
I don't know. I'm starting to not feel so good.
What is that cough, Piglet?
Oh, it's nothing. Don't worry. We'll have it taken care of when we get to the other side of the river.
What say you, Eeyore? Should we drown her now?
What?
Oh, you know I'm covered in sawdust. I mean... Melinda and Bill Gates paid for my sawdust, but it's still sawdust. So once my sawdust gets wet, I'm gonna sink.
Should we sink her? Should we hold this piglet under the waves until she is dust?
No, I'm telling you, I don't have the disease.
Piglet? Someone weigh this piglet.
Hold on.
You know what the weight is?
Eeyore, why don't you weigh me so that we can prove that I don't have the disease?
But I would have to try to get there. And Bill and Melinda Gates haven't given me any propulsion yet.
Just weigh me.
I don't know how to get to you.
You're on the boat with us.
Just weigh me so that I can prove that I don't have any illness.
What am I doing?
You're weighing.
Weighing you by weight? Like your grams or kilograms or pounds? Why am I weighing you? Why is Eeyore weighing anybody?
The piglet. Right. You must weigh the piglet so that we know if it is safe to cross with her. Yes. Or rather, we should drown her here. Hold her under the water until her breath ends.
That way I can prove to the fucking cockatoo that I'm disease free and I can cross the river with him. And we can go back to Christopher Robin.
Piglet, put your hooves on the scale.
Oh, very well. Oh, my hooves are...
No, I'm not gonna lie, I'm lost to where you need to go.
You're weighing me, Eeyore. You're just weighing piglet.
Eeyore, is this piglet heavy? Does she have weight?
No, I don't.
Just say that she's heavy.
This piglet is heavy.
Heavy is the
I don't
piglet.
Understand why she's so small.
She is heavy, but small. You are filled with virus, cruel piglet. Reveal your virus to me.
No, I don't have the disease, I swear.
Then why do you weigh so much? Heavy with virus is the piglet.
No,
Eeyore, drown this piglet here in the river so that she can't spread the disease.
You want me to drop the piglet into the water?
Yo, spit in this piglet's mouth.
I mean, I am a donkey. I can get up a lot of spittle.
Yo, spit in the piglet's mouth to see the virus.
But if it's all wet now, wet sawdust, and I feel sad about that.
What if you throw me into the river? Won't it spread the disease further?
Not if he spits in your mouth first and plugs you.
It is true. The curative properties of sawdust have been proven. Right beside hydroxychloroquine and shining a light inside the chest.
Piglet, you thought you could make friends with the virus and bring it home. You made yourself heavy with virus. And now Eeyore must spit in your mouth and seal you. Are you sorry?
What about Christopher Robin?
Christopher Robin will be heavy with virus if we allow you to pass.
Very well. So make sure to tell him that I sacrificed myself so that he wouldn't have the disease.
We'll tell him you are heavy with virus. And so you were... Eeyore spit in your mouth and sealed you up, and then he drowned you.
All right, let's do this shit, guys.
Open your mouth, piglet. Is spit in his mouth.
I'm working on it.
Did you also vomit into my mouth, also? Doesn't he have to vomit into my mouth also?
Yes. In order to seal this piglet, you must also vomit into her. You must retch into this piglet. Open her jaws and seal your jaws to hers. and then empty yourself into this piglet. Piglet, relax your throat and accept. Now, Piglet, before you are sealed, you must thank Eo for his spit. And also, you must thank him for throwing up in your mouth. And before he drowns you, you must thank him in advance, because you will be drowned. Drown the piglet!
Alright, well...
And Christopher Robinson is still looking around the hood.
And the piglet is drowned.
Cool. Good show, guys. You guys have been listening to the Abaclecast on Radio Free Brooklyn. That was particularly demented. Wait, should we do the squid attack? We have enough time for the squid attack.
For what?
The squid attack.
Listen. The squid attack.
Yeah.
With the beak and all?
Listen, there's no way these squid beaks are going to penetrate the walls.
Graham, yeah, listen, you're clearly not woke enough. We took care of the problem with the squids penetrating the hole.
We knew that squid would come and fuck us. And yeah. We knew that they would start with their beaks.
All right. I mean, you're doing a Apocalypse Sharknado, but with squid and octopi.
Well, what we're saying is it's not going to happen.
Guys, listen up.
Oh, jeez. That's the sound of a beak on the hole.
Jesus. While we're on pause, I do really want to bring you to the fucking warehouse, bro. That shit is crazy.
We're still doing it.
Oh, God. The beak. Oh,
God. I sure hope. What do you think the sound of? Penetrate the hole. I think that we're safe from them.
Oh, shit. A beak just shot up through my seat. They're coming up through the stairs.
It's pouring in. Beaks and stuff.
Oh, the beak.
No.
One of them's taking a shit. One of the squid. Oh, geez, one of the squid has plugged me.